Welcome to Spoken Jays. I'm Jay.
I'm JB.
And producer Mo's here too.
Hi.
Yeah. So we got stuff?
We do.
Okay. I've got a headache.
Me too. You have a good cure for a headache though.
What's that?
Skunky beer.
It is. We don't have skunky beer. We're out. We're out of skunky beer.
But we have good beer.
We have lots of good beer.
We have amazingly good beer.
Yes.
Okay.
We're having a pregame.
Cheers.
Oh, okay. Very nice. That's not very tough. Okay. So we have a couple of guests in the studio with us tonight.
Yes, it's a studio.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
We're calling it that at least.
Yes, let's go with that. Okay. So we have a couple of guests tonight.
Yes.
We have my brother-in-law, Alec.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. And his partner, Vince.
Hello.
I don't know Vince's last name.
It's not
Lombardi.
Yeah, there you go.
Vince Lombardi.
That's who I'm named after.
I thought he was dead.
Shh.
Okay. Vince is not dead.
So we got beer.
We do. Lots of it. And we're going to start with a lovely selection that my wife is going to make us drink. Honey, say hi.
Hello.
We've got Bud Light and Clamato.
It's called Chelada.
I don't know how to feel about that. What do you think?
Even the can looks scary.
It does.
I know Mo likes it.
You know, it looks like a refreshing daiquiri on the front there, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, there's a lime in it, and it's in some sort of a...
It's in blood.
It's in one of those, like, fishbowl glasses.
Fishbowl glass?
Yeah.
It looks really fruity.
Is there salt around the rim there?
Yeah, it does look that way.
Well, that's how you're supposed to drink
God,
it.
God,
we
can't put salt around the rim.
We can't do it right then, so we
just fancy glass.
We should just pour it out.
You can't pass on it because you don't
have salt. Yeah, you have to drink it.
We could have done that. Like, we could have put salt on the rim.
And Jason forgot to tell you the rules about today.
Oh, I told Alec last night. But the rules of the day are what gets put in front of you, you have to drink.
And finish.
Regardless of how awful it tastes.
I didn't sign up for that.
And I haven't had it before.
That's how we do ours anyway. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Don't try to pretend you've never done that.
Listen to that pour.
This is going to be awesome. I like it.
Here, just fill mine.
How to taste signal that I'm busting.
Yeah, well, we got to drink this stuff.
You have to have
might
two.
As well.
I know Mo likes this, so she might
yes,
get more.
Yes, more, please.
Is this a...
Now it looks mixed a little better. Maybe
we should
have shook him
up. Like a cultural type drink?
It's very mixed.
What are you
doing?
Very
Mexican? Mix it up here.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, it does say shake. Oh, no, do not shake.
Here, give me that.
Do not shake?
Oh, my word. Come on.
Okay, Nicole, you pour.
Come on.
We were pouring at the same time.
Oh, that's no good.
Even the can doesn't work right.
Yeah.
This is a winner.
I missed it.
Okay, so we got a mess to clean up.
Cheers.
Everybody cheers.
Already, no, it all went in my water.
Better than the carpet.
Oh, that's bad.
It tastes like semen. Not that I would know what it tastes like. But
it's like that tomato soup, you know, Campbell's.
It tastes like V8.
Yeah, a little bit.
With a little of pepper and a little of
clam.
Oh my god, that's awful.
That makes me feel weird.
I know.
It makes me feel weird, you know what semen tastes like.
Hair standing up for some reason.
You didn't already know that?
And he's wearing a hat.
You know what else makes me feel weird? Aside from this?
It's got an aftertaste that kicks
it does,
in.
But
look at the
straight clam aftertaste.
It's got legs. That's what they say in a wine tasting. It's got legs.
Clams don't have
little
legs.
Little bits of something there.
So, what makes me feel weird along with this is the level of incest in season one of Game of Thrones.
This is so good.
Oh...
Do you like that?
The level of incest and...
No, I mean my segue.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. So, we all know that tomorrow, as we speak, as you're listening to this episode...
Yeah.
Within hours, Season 5 Game of Thrones is going to be kicking off. So...
So salty.
So, we're going to talk about the last four and what we think is coming up in 5.
Everyone dies. Everyone dies.
Probably. Everyone we like, at least. The people we hate, well, they'll probably stay alive. Ugh. So they should really. I don't even know.
It's super salty.
You guys made the rules.
No, I know, and we have to drink it.
It's seawater mixed.
Yours
with
looks thicker than mine.
For some reason,
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the beer, Alec. Jesus.
Put it away.
It's so salty.
It is absolutely V8
so,
mixed with seawater.
What? What I thought, I was talking to Nicole the other day about this, what they should call season one is, hi, meet all these people, I'm going to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, right?
In true fashion.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about the amount of characters they've introduced since season one.
Oh, sure.
And how many of those guys have died.
Well, yeah, but I mean, season one was where they really, like, introduced basically the main
The families.
Yeah, the families. You get to meet everybody.
No.
Like, here, meet all these people. Yeah. Meet all these people over the next couple of episodes. They're going to die. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good, though, because you don't get attached to anybody. You learn that it's eventually going to happen.
No. You don't learn until season two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
In season one, you learn, oh, well, we all like, you know, the head of the Stark family. There's no way they could possibly kill
him. The head of the Stark family?
There's no way they could kill that guy.
Yeah, you can't. You can't kill the main character. The whole show is obviously about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? As soon as I saw Sean Bean in the show, I was like, "Man, he's not going to last very long."
Pretty much, yeah.
He made one whole season.
He did. He made it till the mm-hmm. Was it the last episode or was it the first?
I feel like I'm drinking like water out of a saltwater aquarium.
Yeah,
it's not good.
It's good for fish.
I don't think I'll buy one of these ever.
I think I'm going to check your blood pressure and see how high it goes after all the salt.
I love
that it's served with salted rim, because it's straight salt.
Yeah, this is so salty. Did you drink some, Nicole?
I had a sip, and that
you
was
had
about
a
it.
Sip?
And I love tomato juice.
Hey.
Oh, whoa.
I got to finish my glass. I didn't hear that I had to have another.
Yeah, well, we got to finish it off.
Yeah.
Make her drink it off. She bought it.
It's my gift to you.
It's You're drinking bad. That pretty slowly.
I'm already on number two.
Yeah, he's on number two already.
Yeah, me. I'm on number six.
Don't worry, he'll be a good sport.
So let's go around. What was your favorite part of season one, JP?
That's a good question. Shit, it's been a while since I've seen season one.
I can't even remember anything that happened.
I think Khaleesi naked.
You know, Emilia Clarke has made an addendum to her contract. She's not getting naked anymore.
I wouldn't. Unless it paid me a lot more money.
Yeah, but she already started off naked. She might as well keep going.
Yeah,
but what's the point, though? Celebrity's been up since then.
She is growing a little bit. I mean, she's going to be in the new Terminator movie. That could very well end her career, though.
She's matured a lot in the show.
That's true.
She cannot get naked again.
Yeah. She's supposed to be taking it a lot more seriously now.
That's true. Because, I mean, at the beginning of the show, technically, according to the book, she was like 14, right?
And now she has pubic hair.
Now she has pubic hair.
Unless the Mother of Dragons goes bald.
Was that I'm not going months? There.
Okay. Yeah. We never know.
Unless they can't burn it off.
We found that out, didn't mm-hmm. we?
My favorite part was watching her brother get killed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so he could have his crown.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
I would say that's top five.
I love how badass Khal Drogo was. And then he dies because of, like, a scratch on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I miss that guy.
And then they spend all that time trying to bring him back, and they get over it pretty quickly when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Well, I mean, mother and father have sex on coffins of their kids, so, I mean...
Ooh.
They get over things pretty quick.
Yes.
That's a different season.
Oh, we're only talking about season one.
And no one wanted to bring him back.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure who I was annoyed more by. Khaleesi's brother or Joffrey?
Joffrey. Hands down. Because Viserys wasn't around long enough to...
He was obnoxious.
He was obnoxious, but he was only obnoxious for 5 episodes.
That's true.
Then he was dead.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's that.
I thought you couldn't burn one of those guys.
Well, he apparently was not Blood of the Dragon.
Huh.
Yeah, that was like the test. When that killed him, it proved that he wasn't supposed to be the one.
Now, do you think Jon Snow gave in a little too easily to go to the crows?
You know, I can't really see what the hell else he would be doing, you know? That's a nice face to make, Jay.
This is so bad. It does not
taste
good.
Face that I continually make.
Oh, my God.
It's making my...
I can't wait till this is gone so I can try another beer.
Because we have a lot.
Because we have a lot. I don't know if you've seen how many selections we have down here.
I can't believe you bought that.
Yeah, it's very bad. I'm not a fan. I'm never going to drink Chelada.
What a bunch of...
It's
bad. Seriously?
It's just not good.
It's
not
amazing.
Not good. What are you drinking?
You guys finished mine. So sad because I didn't grab it. It was gone.
Oh, you can blame that on Nicole. She came and filled us up.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Because
you have a pretty bottle.
Fancy bottle.
What is it? Flensburger Dunkel? That is a fancy bottle.
I know, I like it.
It's got one of those pop top things.
I haven't tasted it because I still
oil
have
containers.
Those.
Yeah.
I haven't tasted it.
So what was your favorite part, Vince?
I mean, I'd have to go back to when Khaleesi's brother was killed. I think that was awesome.
It was really well done.
Yeah.
It was.
Got mm-hmm. a bathtub.
What? I want to know what they actually poured on him, you know.
In real life?
Yeah.
Well, CG.
Do you think it was like... yeah, it was real gold. Like, maybe it was like chocolate? Slime from Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
and they just,
green slime.
Yeah, oh, well, and then they could green screen, oatmeal, you know, yeah. since it was green, right?
No, I mean, it had the right consistency.
Oatmeal, you think?
Totally.
I don't know. I like my
not
oatmeal.
Quite, not quite runny.
I like my oatmeal lumpy.
Yeah. It would have been a little lumpy.
Yeah.
We're seeing how fast Mo can Google.
I'm working on it. Working on it.
Oh, that's what she do.
But back to Jon Snow. I think his character is perfect the way that he is. I don't.
Yeah, he's the one.
He doesn't belong, you know, with everybody else. I think going to the wall was perfect for him.
I agree. For me, Jon Snow is the only person that I can see being up there just and living up life on the wall.
God. That show would be terrible if he knew anything, though.
Because he knows nothing. Yeah. Oh, God, this is so bad. I don't want to drink this anymore.
He knows this type of woman.
Can you, like, completely wash that out?
Well,
I'm going to burn the glasses.
I have a sore throat now.
You know, it's funny that all of those people are having sex in that show, and the only thing that's coming the whole time is winter.
It's true. It's always coming.
Just wait till winter comes.
But don't. Was that not good? I thought it was kind
that's
of funny.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
I thought it was kind of funny. Oh, I'm so glad that's over. The chalada is gone. It was so peppery. I feel like I just had a grilled cheese and tomato soup. You know?
No, that would have tasted good.
Well, the grilled cheese would have.
The grilled cheese would be salty.
You like need, just.
I'm going to just throw give it back, me a second, man.
So what do we want to dip into next?
Yeah, like,
do we want to go
I might
into
be allergic
12s?
To clams or something.
Do we want to go into the 12s? Just
yeah, Jason's
since we
neck
had a bad one.
He's turning really red.
Yeah, we can.
I get hot after I drink, so I always turn red.
That was the worst thing I've ever done.
So. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Still better
water
than the Westy.
Everybody,
or not the Westy? The that was that Sam Adams one.
What was that? That was so bad.
The Wee Heavy. That's what it was.
It was Wee Heavy.
Okay.
It was
so. Just so terrible. Everyone listening knows, Alec and Vince, and a group of their buddies do kind of like a beer testing blog, sort of, right?
It's on hiatus right now, but this is probably going to be when we bring it back.
Yeah,
this will be the bring back for you?
We like to drink beers and just be dumb about how they taste. And our website's called Is This Beer? And it's a play on the fact that we drank that first beer and it didn't really taste like beer, so... It
tasted pure, utter garbage in a can.
So now we ask the question, is this
beer?
Right.
No, that was
what
not
we
beer.
Just drank is not beer, by the
but
way.
But it's Bud Light and Clamato.
I mean, there's definitely
with
Bud Light
salt
in there.
And lime. The perfect combination. I'm reading the bottle.
I can say one thing for the Bud Light and Clamato. I did not taste any beer in that.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely not.
That's probably just where the fizziness came from.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's Bud Light, so anything would overpower it.
They even included one extra ounce for us.
I would have loved to be in the meeting when they were pitching this.
They're probably still laughing about it. People actually bought that garbage.
I'm making noise.
Who? You bought it? Figures.
I know. She bought me this torture for us.
And they give you one extra ounce in here.
And they were only $2 for that large amount.
Okay.
Can you get drunk off of that?
So we have three of the 12s. Three 12s.
All right. So this is your beer, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you want to give us the rundown on this?
Well, this is from Trappist Monks. And it's supposedly the best tasting beer in the world.
Trappist Monks?
Trappist Monks.
Well, then you can have the honor, sir.
And we will see. I have a cooler that is kept at cellar temperatures. I have a thermo controller on it, so whenever it gets too warm, the freezer kicks on and cools it down, and then...
And what temperature is this supposed to be at?
50 degrees.
How long have you had this beer?
I lost track. When was it?
2012?
12.
3 years, you said, right?
Two point something years.
Well, I can say right off, I like dark beers, and it's dark.
You can't see through it.
Well, no, you can't. I mean, it's not, it doesn't look like a stout.
I will just tell you that Trappist Ales are Vince's favorite beer.
No, I hate them.
He talks about them all the time.
No.
You don't like them?
Not a fan, no.
It's got a...
It smells tasty.
It's very sweet.
It's very floral. I'm going to say floral. It's very floral.
It's got yeasty, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, so cheers.
Cheers. Well, it's not Clamato, but it's pretty good.
Oh, that's delicious. Yeah. It tastes very, bourbon barrel-y.
Very wine-like.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you can put it in a cellar and store it for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a weird mix between, like, wine and bourbon.
Yeah. It's monk beer, and they say that the longer you age it, the more flavors it will take on and all that. So.
We got some monk beers for later, too, and that's a doozy.
They're aged 2 weeks.
It's not bad. Okay. It's not bad.
Okay, so Viserys' death scene had to be performed in only one take, because it would ruin his costume. Smoke machines to his back and chest. A bald cap was made to resemble molten gold. And the props department forged a gold-like substance that was poured over his head. So,
it's a secret.
It's a secret.
So magic, yeah, basically. Yeah. It was magic.
Yeah. Movie magic.
Thank you, Producer Mo.
I like this beer, and I'm not a fan of
beers. This is pretty good. You ever had, what is it, Innocent Gun?
Yes.
It kind of has that same...
Yeah, they age it in the barrels.
Yeah, and some of those are stiff. Like, the rum-aged one is... It's too much. I can't handle that one. This is good.
I'm glad we finally tried it.
Oh, it was pleasant.
How's my neck? Is it good and red?
It is.
Yeah. That's what happens to me.
Have you been shaving while you're drinking?
No, I haven't. And my face does not turn red when I shave. It's either when I drink, after a hot shower, or, you know, other things.
After something else that's hot?
Mm-hmm.
Your brother-in-law's in the room.
So is his sister.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Your favorite scene from
season okay, one. So we got you two. We got you. I think the whole part where they kind of introduce the idea of the Mother of Dragons, where she, you know, puts the eggs with Khal Drogo, mm-hmm. and burns them on the pyre, and then she walks in, and then later on, you know, she's unscathed and's got the dragons with her.
Butt-ass naked.
That was the last episode, right?
That was that was the final. I mean, there were a lot of good parts in that first season. I mean, King Robert, I fucking loved him.
Oh yeah,
he was like the
Baratheon,
drunken.
Yeah,
he was like
he was cool.
He was like the drunken uncle that everybody wants.
He was the guy you were secretly rooting for. You know?
Yeah, I was totally rooting for him. I mean, I knew right off he was probably gonna die.
Okay. Goddamn.
As soon as you meet Cersei and notice that she's fucking her brother,
you're
like, oh, King Robert's gonna die.
He's not doing so good.
Poor man.
A terrible accident.
I love the relationship that he has with Ned Stark.
Yeah,
because you know when Robert first shows up to the North, what is it called? Winterfell.
Winterfell.
Winterfell. Winterfell. So he shows up to Winterfell, and you know his entire family and everybody, Maester Luwin and all them, they're all on their knees and. You know, Robert gets down off his horse and he looks all badass and walks over and looks at Ned and says, "You've gotten fat." That's fucking cool, right? I mean, and they kind of take jabs at each other throughout until he gets dead.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like when he's trying to go out for the joust, he's putting on his armor and he's like, "I can't fit in this shit." It's like, well, you're fat. It's good stuff.
I know. He definitely was one of the highlights of the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, their relationship is very close to our relationship.
I could see that.
Yeah. Picking out who fits who, that's a different story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the more stoic one out of us?
I don't know. Who's more fun?
Neither of us.
No.
No. So we're both Stark and Baratheon.
We're both Ned Stark, yeah. Okay.
You guys could fight it out with the sword.
Yeah, we could. We have a sword.
I've got my sword. I don't think.
We can cut a head off.
I don't think that'd be a good idea, though.
I would win.
No.
Uh-oh.
All right. We're going to stop it right there.
Let's reintroduce this topic after three more beers.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. Let's table that for now.
What you guys mentioned about their relationship, though, that's what makes the first season work so well, because it kind of sets the tone of, like... You know, the show is about these two guys that are going to be running this kingdom together. And the one guy is kind of discovering what's been going on behind the scenes, you know, with the bastard children and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, out of nowhere, the king's dead, new guy's in charge.
Spoiler alert.
Story's over.
Heads are going to roll.
Yeah, no, I mean, it completely derails the entire first season with both of those characters dying.
Because you're totally
whatever
thinking...
direction you think the story's heading in, you're wrong.
But yeah, absolutely.
Because other people have their plans.
Yeah, and then there's Peter Dinklage.
Yes,
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
He plays the best
tripod. Look, Ma, no hands.
Yeah. His character is very cool. Mm-hmm. I like Tyrion, and I root for him like all the time.
Was the slap in the first season?
Yes.
There was a couple of them.
Where he slaps
there
Joffrey,
was a couple
you know?
Of them, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. It's like the little prick, you know, poke and jazz, smack. Shut your mouth, smack. It's great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be king someday, smack. I don't care. I'm your uncle.
Yeah.
Call me a dwarf again.
Who's your uncle?
It's great. And the fact that the first point when you meet him, he's banging whores.
Yeah.
Little dude's getting it on.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff.
It's the best. Like, without him, they would be like half the sex scenes are gone. Exactly.
Yeah, true. I was swallowing beer, true. Sorry. That's good beer.
I had to agree with myself.
Yeah, you did. I'm sorry. Damn. I won't let it happen again.
Yeah, I want more of that beer, but I know we need to...
Well, we've got... Just... Yeah, we've got a lot to
We need to move on.
Yeah, we do. We need to move on with beers.
Oh, jeez.
We need to move on to the next season, too.
Do we? Yeah. Well, let's start off season two with the way that season two goes along. One of the themes from season two...
Valor Morghulis.
Yes. If you want to be a faceless man, you have to have a coin in Braavos, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is pretty bummer.
Hopefully beer
are you looking
up
talking
off.
Points now?
No, I'm just refreshing my memory on season two because
I feel
it's
like
been
so
a while.
Long ago.
Yeah.
Season two was the season I didn't like.
I feel like we shouldn't be squandering this beer. Look at how pretty this bottle is. It's got the little...
Oh, yeah. The bottles I'm keeping.
Well, this one's mine. I'm keeping this one. You can keep the three-eyed crow.
We had one last year that had, like, peppers in it or something.
It's very pretty.
My hand is wet. I can't get the cork off.
It's all right. You don't have to explain yourself.
No one's questioning your manhood.
No one, questioned
it. Nice.
Should have got the sword and sabered it.
Right? Okay, so the Valor Morghulis by the brewery Omegang, Cooperstown, New York. It's the Game of Thrones beer. It's a double ale. Double? Oh. Double. Are we
executive producer?
Or?
Nah.
No?
Uh-oh.
Nah, okay. Let's just roll with it.
Okay.
It won't taste like clam anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my
no
major
matter
concern.
What, it won't taste like clam. JP?
Sweet.
So right off, it looks like an amber, sort of. A dark amber, anyway. Like, just a shade lighter than Newcastle, maybe? What do you think?
Yeah.
It's like...
It looks creamy.
It's like thick brewed sweet tea.
Yes. Yeah, really.
That's the color of sweet tea.
Even pouring it, it looks like it.
Yeah. That smell. Smells good.
Smells light and fluffy.
Winter is coming with this beer.
That was a pretty good John Snow.
Was it? You like that?
Winter is coming. He's been practicing that for at least a week.
Coming. I have.
That's pretty good.
I've been practicing.
So
do we
by
have more? Here, go ahead and tell me off this.
By season
in
two.
In bed or just in general?
Everywhere. He's sneaking up on me behind the couch saying, winter's coming.
I'll save this for me.
So by season two, did you have a favorite character you were following?
By season two, my favorite character was Tyrion Lannister.
Okay.
You're getting to see a lot more. Yeah. You're seeing a whole lot more of him. You know, a lot of the bigger story revolves around what Tyrion Lannister is doing. I don't remember if it was the end of season one or somewhere in the beginning of season two where he's coming back from the Eyrie. He's already met Bronn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was season two. Okay. Yeah. So he's already met Bronn. He's got the... God, what are all the tribes? It's like the moon people and the black ears and the horn bearded guy.
Horn bearded guy?
The fish smellies. I don't remember. They were all dumb
The
names,
plain,
right?
plain humpers?
Yeah, the plain humpers. Yeah,
plain humpers.
Wait, yeah. The rock chewers.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Rock biters.
But it means a lot. That's a different story.
Oh, it's a never-ending one.
It's a never-ending one, yeah. Oh, the puns. Anyway, but, you know, you get to see the relationship he's building with Bronn, right? You get to see the relationship he's building with Varys. Varys?
Varys.
Varys?
Yeah.
The eunuch.
Lord Varys.
Lord Varys, the spider.
He's one of my favorite characters.
I really like him, too. But, you see the kind of combatant relationship he has with Cersei, the kind of I hate you, I hate you, I hate you relationship he has with his dad, Tywin, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like all these big stories involve him in one way or another, right? So he's like...
By season two, he's kind of the front runner. Of the
sure.
show, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't die. I really thought it was going to happen.
As it got later on, yeah, I was like, come
people
on.
Are
well, and the series like focused on him so much, it was like, okay, he's out.
I yeah,
he's
think gonna... the American Disabilities Act will let them get killed.
True. Yeah, the Dwarf Actors Guild, DAG, as it's well known.
That was awesome.
I don't know where I come up with this shit.
Attaboy.
It was good though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna try the Valor Morghulis now. Finally, I've been sniffing it. It's good. I mean, it smells good.
For me, going into the second season, the character for me to watch was Samwell.
I don't know if I like it or
not.
I like him. He's Samwell? Just so stupid and useless.
What's his? Like, is it Tarly?
Tarly. Yeah.
Tarly. Yeah.
He's so stupid and useless, but he has such a good heart.
But he is completely useful when it comes to history things.
Yeah. Very smart, but just as far as real life interactions and being, you know, a warrior on the wall.
Oh, he's a bumbling idiot.
He's just horrible.
Yeah.
But between him and Theon in the second season... they were my
great joy.
My two favorites to watch.
Ooh, that was good, man.
Thanks, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which one is that again?
Valor Morghulis?
No, the guy you were just talking about.
Theon?
Samwell.
Yeah.
Oh, Samwell. Jon Snow's
friend. Yeah. I like that actor a lot.
Frodo's
friend.
Frodo's friend. Samwell.
Well, because I've seen that actor in other shows.
Sam
Ganji. Yeah, right?
And he actually does a really good job acting because he plays a completely different character. I've seen him in other shows, and
I've never seen.
I didn't
him.
Think
he's
it's,
not that kind of.
He's not that kind of character.
Well, that's good then.
And he's a lot more believable as this character. So I don't know.
Yeah, like seeing him, I would imagine that he's that kind of person, like right off, because he plays it so well. So that's cool.
Keep in mind, he's the only one to kill a White Walker so far.
True.
That's you're getting ahead of yourself.
Not the point.
Dragonglass. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay. But still, not the point.
Yeah.
He's the only one to kill a White Walker to this day.
It was an accident, man.
And it was a complete...
It was a total accident. Yeah, it was a bumbling...
Blinderfuck,
dumbass accident. Yeah.
Listen, man, I've cooked good food, but it was an accident.
It's true.
Has he?
No, I was just saying, from my point of view...
No one else was there, just trust me. It's totally
okay.
No, it's totally the same thing. No one else was there, but trust me.
I heard the microwave when I was reheating the pizza, and all of a sudden it was amazing.
Yeah.
I'm a dummy.
Yeah. So this is not my favorite
It's okay.
It's not chilada, so...
I think the thing with these Game of Thrones beers is that they know...
No, it's called chilada.
And it's Bud Light and Clamato.
Yeah, but it's called Chilada.
Yeah.
This beer doesn't really stand out.
Yeah, the thing with these beers is they are designed to be slightly edgy beers for people that would drink Budweiser and then go, I want to buy the Game of Thrones beer. It's got this, you know, special flavor to it. And it's not going to, like, overly offend those people, but...
Well, you know, they wouldn't even have to do that. All they got to do is put Game of Thrones on it, and most people will buy this.
That's effectively what they've done.
It's probably just Budweiser.
They found, like, a microbrew place and said, hey, we're going to sell a shit ton of your beer by stamping the Game of Thrones logo on it.
Yeah.
And those guys said, sign me up.
And they gave it different ones because they have this one, the Valor Morghulis, but they also have the Three-Eyed Crow, which we'll get into later.
And we had the other one last year.
Nicole's trying it. What do you think, Ben?
And I like Budweiser, so let's see if you guys are right. Okay, it's kind of like an Amber Bock.
I was being
it's not like offensive, right?
On the Budweiser thing.
Yeah, well...
When last season
but
started...
But it is. It's kind of like an Amber Buck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that one, and it had peppers in it, and you could kind of taste the peppers, but it wasn't, like, overwhelming. Mm. It wasn't like the Clamato crap where it had... They say salt and pepper, and that's all you taste.
Yeah.
So, of the three beers that we've had so far, I like the 12 best.
Yes.
And it was 3 years old.
Yes. Did you see on the
cap? It wasn't skunky.
What, no.
The bottle?
But they actually have a Best Buy date stamped on it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so the bottle says... When confronted with the most feared saying in High Valyrian.
High Valyrian.
Valyrian.
Yeah. Take a sip and choose your words wisely.
Not to be confused with valerian root, because that'll put you to sleep.
And I had valerian once. I took some antibiotics. It was gone quickly.
For all men must die.
That's something else.
And all men must serve.
Remember, your brother's in the room.
Enjoy rich aromas and caramel and ripe fruit with deep flavors of malty sweetness and fruity esters.
I do not taste any
caramel.
I don't
know what a fruity ester is, but...
I don't taste any caramel.
It's in the beer.
That fruit and the ester. Yeah.
This is why we made our beer review website, where we don't talk about that.
Well, yeah. So let's talk about the actual phrase of Valor Morghulis, where it comes from in the series, right? So we really only confronted it at the end of the second season.
Yeah.
With Aya.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even really say her name right. She just says Aya. Aya.
Aya.
Aya.
Well, it's her in the...
Jockin.
Jockin.
I thought that was a great part of the second season, though.
That was really cool.
You weren't really sure.
The face change thing?
Yeah.
His character was so fucking weird.
And that was the first time we saw any sort of, like, magic, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I mean, aside from aside from at the same time, you've got Daenerys with the dragons and Karth, right? With the blue lip guys.
Right.
Oh. The House of Warlocks? The House of the Warlocks? Yeah.
You mean the most disappointing part of that season?
Yes. In the book. Okay,
Alex
hates the second season. So like,
I hated it
so much. I read the first three books. So, like, up to this point, I've got book knowledge also. So that stuff in the book was amazing. But when they transferred it to the show, I was not impressed.
The problem was they kept all the, like, building up to amazing part from the book, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it came to the actual amazing part, they were just like, let's just drop this ball over there in the corner, because...
Well, no. You see, in the book, it was so... And we talked about it on the way here, is George Martin is so fucking wordy.
Yeah.
You know, he's so descriptive. Like, when it got to that part, like, it was so full of mysticism and magical shit. I think they came to that part and was like, how the fuck are we going to do this? And just said... We don't have the budget for that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Budget dictates this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're already spending this much filming here, so let's just make it shitty.
Yeah. She's going to kill him in about 3 minutes, because that's all we can afford to film.
Yeah.
Well, I read somewhere the dragons that they had to animate were just like crazy amounts of budget right there.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I'm sure of it. Any kind of CG that's that detailed. Yeah. And those dragons are amazing, too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, keep in mind, the majority of their sets are CG.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
I mean, they film, and this is the only TV show ever that has had, you know, 2 to 3 to even sometimes 4 filming crews going simultaneously.
Yeah.
I mean, they do filming
on different continents.
Yeah. For even for season 5, they've had people in Spain, in Croatia, mm-hmm. in Ireland, and
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, Northern Ireland. And I want to say in New Zealand, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like...
No, that's Lord of the Rings.
That is Lord of the Rings. Okay.
They're not
but I mean...
Don't test his knowledge of Lord of the Rings.
Do not say that.
Are you a Lord of the Rings guy?
I mean, I'm definitely into Lord of the Rings.
He corrects Stephen Colbert.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Did you really?
No, Stephen Colbert is the master. I would not do that.
The things that Colbert
he looks
does,
for things though.
I'm going to squirrel off for a second. All right, you remember when the Star Wars Episode 7 trailer first came out and had the whole hilt lightsaber thing, and everybody got fucking uproar over. I don't care.
I didn't care about.
I think it looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
but you know, Colbert did this whole like scientific breakdown on like whiteboard and shit.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It was amazing. I'm sitting there watching it like this guy's a fucking nerd, and I never knew it.
Yeah,
it's just. Back to Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
sorry.
back to Game of Thrones again.
Sorry. Well, we'll get out of Star Wars, we'll get out of Lord of the Rings, back to Game of Thrones.
Okay. Where were we?
Is there any
the
of that
Iron
left?
The Iron Throne.
Talking about your favorite character development of season 2, I guess. For me, it was Hound was starting to become a character you
really
recommend.
I really like Hound.
He definitely
became more likable. The more that you got to know him.
Yeah.
You were unsure about it.
First season, there wasn't enough
like
of him to really, you know, do I like him? Do I not like him? So, I mean, first season, he's the dog, right?
Right.
He's just the watch
hey,
hound.
Hey, man, go take care
yeah,
of him.
Yeah, go do this. And then you see him fight his brother, the mountain.
Yes.
Right? And you're like, okay, maybe he's got a little something behind him, but you still don't see enough. But then season two, he starts kind of defending Sansa.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know, and telling her, you know, little bird, you need to watch your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that, but you know what I mean.
He kind of does.
This is
me.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, hey, you know.
But that's the only redeeming quality to me about the second season is watching him change as a character. Because like you guys said, you don't... At the beginning, you don't know what to think about him. And the second season kind of makes you think like, oh, he's a good guy. He's watching out for her.
But not really.
See, but then
there's certain sections where...
I never thought he was a good guy.
Yeah.
I never got that feeling from him. I just got that he just wasn't on anyone's side.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He's such a complicated character, but that's why he's so easy to like.
He's the friend that you have that always argues about everything that you do.
So he's me.
Yeah, it's you for me. But I don't like you as much as I like him.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Just go for the pretty ale.
We're changing gears. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with Lambic.
But yeah, I like how complicated his character is, where he like you said, he doesn't have a side. He's looking out for number one, but he will side with whoever gets him there. But it's not so obvious like with some of the other characters, where they throw all their weight behind one character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He will just say like, hey, you need to watch your mouth, because I don't want to see you get killed, because that would be bad for me.
Well, in that sense, he's kind of like Varys. You know, because even in season
very
one...
Very true.
Yeah. You know, even in season one, where he's going to visit Ned Stark in the cell, you know, in the dark cell, he's like, "I'm no hero," and he says it a couple of times.
Yeah,
you know, Ned's like, "Well, why don't you let me walk out of here?" And he's like, "I'm no hero," you know. But in that same sense, you know, he's kind of the same character. He's just not as sneaky.
It's unfortunate. We're probably not going to see him in the season.
Who, Varys?
No,
or the Hound.
The Hound.
Oh well,
maybe if you know.
Well, season four kind of left us with that, well, is he dead or not?
I've come to the conclusion that anybody who doesn't die on camera is not really dead.
Comic book rules, man.
Exactly.
Comic book rules, yeah.
If you don't
sometimes
see it happen,
still
it didn't happen.
I mean, he is a very popular character
again,
now.
And again and again.
So he may, they Make may, good. Like, start that side story that,
well, plus,
you know.
He's a big, brute motherfucker. Look at his brother, you know?
Yeah, and for
he's
that matter...
still not dead, is he?
He's not dead.
No, he's not dead.
He's on his second actor.
Third actor.
But this guy they're on now is actually, he's like the record holder for the Viking or some shit like that. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Legit.
Like, yeah, like they have a Viking competition like every year, and he holds the fucking record. I think he like lifted something like...
Yeah, it's wine.
Like some 1,200 pounds.
You may want to go easier.
Something
than
I don't fucking know, man.
Sorry. You want more?
But he is the record holder for the Viking. He's a Viking.
I seriously hate him though. The Mountain. I just
his character.
Yeah,
that should be fun.
He's just a brute. Just no nothing going on upstairs.
Okay, so we have
more, Jason?
Creek Lambic. No, I'm okay.
Apparently, a hog.
A Belgian cherry beer.
This is more of a palate cleanser at this point.
I've had a lambic before. I had a blueberry lambic a few years ago. I did not care for it.
No?
No.
It smells like medicine.
It smells delicious.
It kind of smells like Robitussin.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
This is, wait, what's the,
This is the next beer.
Fix Vapor Rub?
NyQuil.
Yum. That'll go
50% bigger. Nice.
We don't have an alcohol content.
That's like saying one ounce
it's probably
more
like,
your Clamato.
It's probably like five.
This is going to be like cherry soda.
That's one of those, the party starts at 10 and goes
to the
question
mark. Okay, so cheers.
Right over the mic.
Yep, cherry soda.
It's like Kool-Aid.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like,
It tastes like liquid Fun Dip.
There's
it's
no
almost,
alcohol rating
it's almost
because there's
like
none in it.
When you mix up Jell-O before you cool it down,
the
you know?
The smell of, the taste
yeah,
of
that's
the smell
it right
there.
You don't like cherry. Why would you
do
that
like
to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself?
I hate it.
I like Fun Dip, though.
Oh,
I'm
it's
excited.
So bad.
All right,
it has
then
it's
you
so
get to
fun.
Pick the next beer, man.
Okay.
I'm going to let you go for
it
the
has
next
a
one.
Government ring on it.
Do one of the
you
ones I've
there.
You
want to
get one of the rogues?
Yeah. One of the rogues or the...
oh, this is so easy
to
drink.
We got a porter in there, too. I know you like dark beer.
This will be gone in like 30 seconds.
I do like darks.
Is it on the cap, maybe?
Oh, speaking of the caps. So I wanted to address something.
Yes, sir.
So the Westie that I have been aging in my cooler for so long actually has a best by date on it, which has only just passed.
Like
holy shit!
Like
March 14th, 2015.
Best by the store.
So
I'm just
so this is
kidding.
Still
I'm not,
this is still good.
Okay. And it was delicious.
It was delicious. That was good. That was a really good beer.
Yeah. And they tell you when you buy it that you should age it.
Like
so,
like that one that's left over I might hide from you and take home.
I already promised it, sorry. Okay. But they don't sell it in America normally. And that was a special event for December 12th, 2012, is that they sold it here. And I texted my wife.
Oh, 12-12-12, yeah.
Yeah, I texted my wife at work and I said, go see if Total Wine has it. And she texted me back like, okay, I got a case. I'm driving home with it.
Nice. Okay, so the Lambic producer Nicole just looked up.
Not a producer.
Executive producer.
4%.
Key grip.
That's not bad. 4%. So it's basically cough syrup.
It was a palate cleanser. Yeah,
it's gone already.
It's definitely something. Yeah, it's gone already. It was a little bottle though,
and it was also very easy to drink.
All right, who picked it?
So it's here. Here, you wanna
compare with the NyQuil.
We're not going to drink the NyQuil.
We're not those kind of people.
So since we were talking about Valor Magalis,
it's got more alcohol in it than the Lambic did.
So since we were talking about Valor Magalis, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Aria, and you know her little journey that she's going on so far.
Excited. Very excited about that.
Yeah, up to where we are in season two. Like, so obviously, like right at the end of season one,
she's been trained.
The crow, like,
thank you.
Yeah,
cut her hair off and said, "You need to be a boy."
Yeah,
yeah.
You're a boy. You're not a girl.
Season two,
shut
she's
your
defending
fucking mouth.
Her friend. She's really developing as a hero. Kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. A little mentally fucked up hero. But.
Right. But a hero that could possibly go on the right path.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, she definitely has her dad's sensibilities.
She does.
And you know what's going
to
happen?
She seems to be the only one.
Yeah.
Two episodes into this season, she's going to step on a nail and get tetanus and die. In the least cool way possible.
Probably.
You think so?
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think
she is a staple character right now.
Yeah.
They have to develop where she's going in that the whole, I don't remember what it's called.
But that's the way the show works, is they always make you think, like, oh, they have to develop this guy. Someone has to be a hero.
Well, on the upside, she was whisked away. You know, she's going to...
She was going to the wall, and basically because the guy that grabbed her said, I know who you are, and I know your brother. He's at the wall. Let's go.
Right.
But then... they get met up with the lions.
Yeah.
Right? And she gets whisked away and she goes off to Harrenhal, which is where the mountain is in the Tickler. Let me just say one thing here. If someone strapped a bucket to my chest and put a rat in it, I wouldn't be as freaked out as some of these people are.
It's been done,
like,
though.
I'd be like, there's a rat in a bucket.
When I saw that in the...
Up to the point in time when it starts eating you.
Well, that's a little different.
Right. I feel like I've seen it in other shows, though, and it's something they always do to freak, you know, the viewer out. It's not that big of a deal. I'm with you. It's like, it tickles. That's it.
Okay, you're tickling me.
Go for you first, or would it go for the bucket?
It would probably go for the bucket.
It would chew its way out of the bucket.
Yeah, yeah, I think it would go for the bucket. You know?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And it's not like
what
it's going to go for
is.
You.
Yeah. Oh, that was
a new beer.
Wasn't
that?
That was a good one.
It's not like it's going to chew through you immediately, right? Like, don't they make it, like, starve first? So it starts eating you.
They don't give a background on the rat. He wasn't in season
but
one.
But I feel like you would have time to like try to get the bucket off of you.
Right? I present the beer to you, sir.
The rat in the bucket does not get its own plot line.
This is I'm gonna talk about this beer real quick.
Okay, go for that beer real quick. Yes.
Talking about the rat.
This is a beer that I got off the special release section in Total Wine.
Oh, now you make me feel like shit. I didn't go to the special release section.
I mean, I went there first, so this is like the first thing I saw.
All right.
I'm a fan of dark.
That's how he rolls.
So it's called Sea Legs. It's got a lovely.
Alex got his fucking cup.
Calm down, jeez.
Put it in a cup.
It's called Sea Legs. It's got a mermaid on the front.
Yeah,
with
I think
a
it's a
sailor,
a sea captain. It looks like Captain Gordon.
Yeah, it's a Baltic Porter, 8% alcohol.
She's not a producer, 8%. But she's taking pictures.
It's a porter. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be dark.
Yeah, this one's going to be motor oil.
Like a
used motor oil.
I've got a porter in there as well, so we'll save that for later.
Let's
man. Let's take a look.
It's not that bad. It's about as dark as what we've seen so far.
But
look at the head on that.
That's dark. What is the brewery here? Crooked Line?
Crooked Line.
Okay. It's crooked. Look at that. They're smart.
Attention to detail.
Those.
I get
smarmy bastards.
Smells good.
You know, and I poured it good so there would be no head, and head still formed. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, it's sticking around.
Yeah. Uh-oh. JB has too much head.
It's okay, though. It's a porter. You can have at least an inch of head on there, and it's fine.
Nice.
I need at least an inch of head.
You're a chalice you're drinking out of.
Smells like grilled, that sounds...
Smells like grilled cheese.
That smells thick. That's like a loaf of bread.
Cheers.
Oh, hang on. We still got a little more in the bottle. And there we go for the porter.
Oh, that's hearty.
Oh, that's thick.
I like that.
That's... You know, that's actually really good. It I is, like that, yeah. It's like a thick, dark coffee.
Yeah.
So
very,
much
very
more
smoky,
than
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it better than the normal coffee beers that you get, though.
It's
not as overwhelming.
It's actually better. Have you ever had the, what is that, the street lamp from Bold City?
Oh, yeah.
The East Street exclusive? Yeah.
You have to get it to European Street to get it.
Or Bold City. I mean, you can get it at the brewery, but yeah. Get it at European Street.
That is a lovely beer.
That is really good. I like that. I'm not a fan of porters, usually.
We forgive you.
I get them for shock value sometimes. It's like, shock value. You're getting a dark beer? Ew.
Do I want diarrhea?
Yes, and I love it.
Yeah, it tastes like straight espresso.
Do you only order them when they come in the smaller glass?
No, I'm not one of those guys. Okay. I'm not.
You scan
friend,
the menu for it?
I have a friend that I work with that is very much into the beers that come in glasses like your tester glass there.
No, this is a chalice. That's a tester glass.
I have a tester glass.
You have a tester glass. Okay.
This is actually the chalice they give you with the Westie, so you drink it out of that kind of glass.
It's pretty.
Great beer.
Yeah. No, this is really good.
I like this.
I was hesitant to spend the money on it.
How much was the bottle?
$13.
That's not bad.
Expensive for...
Yeah, that was about how much the Game of Thrones beer was.
Yeah, and the equivalent beers were lesser in price. You see like $9, $10. Okay. So, but it got good... You know, there were one left, so I was like,
yeah, the porter I got is in a bigger bottle, and it was much cheaper, so it's probably not going to be as good.
It's probably just tar.
I got a chocolate.
It's called Mississippi Mud.
Double
chocolate. It's tar.
So now that we're stepping into darker beers, let's talk about a darker season.
I like your segue.
You like that?
Good.
I'm getting good at these.
I love
how
you guys remember the stuff that goes on in these seasons.
I really don't.
I should have watched them all again, apparently.
Yeah. I didn't do my homework.
Well, season
I was
three.
Told to watch another show, so I spent all my free time watching that instead.
Which one?
The
Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on
episode 6.
So.
One?
So I'm ahead of you now.
You're on one?
I'm done with one.
Episode 1 was actually good.
No, it was an amazing episode.
Guys, don't go there.
We're squirreling.
I'm just going to tell you everything that happens because I watched it since y'all told me to.
Oh, we're on that Game of Thrones.
You watched all of them?
I watched up to through episode 8.
See, you lied.
Wow.
You said you watched
He's self-employed.
He went beyond me.
Self-employed. I like that.
Well, I started watching it last night. I watched 2 episodes, and by the end of the second episode, it was 12:45, and I was like, should I watch another or should I go to sleep? And
no, you should have watched another.
No,
you made the wrong decision, my friend.
No, my wife has a better brain than I do. She says, we need to get up early. Let's go to sleep. But then this morning, I got up.
And you watched it.
No, wait. I got up. I got up, and we were just sitting there playing on our phones, eating breakfast, and Nicole says, why don't you go ahead and put on Daredevil? I was like, are you sure?
Your heart stopped.
Would you like to renew the vow?
Am I being punked right now?
And then my amazing wife started cleaning the fucking house while I'm watching episodes of Daredevil. And I'm like, what?
Wait, you have a second wife?
No, it's this one. It's this one. She's a good one. That's why I kept her.
I also wouldn't leave once I found out where you lived. This is still our first date, technically.
It is.
It hasn't ended.
Yeah, it hasn't. It's been 14 years running, and she won't go away.
Ask JB. He said hi to me like 20 years ago, and I have yet to leave.
It's true.
Wait, so you guys are still on that first introduction?
Yeah. They've been hanging out for 20 years. We've been dating on one date for 14. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My parents brought home this little baby and said, meet Nicole, and she hasn't left my life either. I keep trying to get her to go.
She's going nowhere.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of us being related, Our father watched...
Do we have to talk about that?
He binge-watched Game of Thrones.
Yes, and our mother loved it.
And then...
Not at all.
And then I binge-watched it, and then I mentioned to Dad that I was watching it in somewhere I shouldn't be because of the nudity and sex scenes. And Dad says, I don't remember any nude or sex scenes. To which I laughed. How do you not remember that? That is 90% of the show.
Like every episode has some kind of nudity or sex.
Have you ever watched a movie with Dad? He sleeps through 90% of it.
Yeah, because it's
insane. Yeah, you know, yeah. No.
How many times did I watch the first episode?
Producer Mo, I'll tell you this. This is a great story. Producer Mo has the distinguishing characteristic of knowing that she's watched the first episode of Game of Thrones 8 times.
And still has never finished
it? She's made it through one of those 8 times that she watched it.
Every time I watched a little more.
She has, well, okay.
That's more times than the editor watched it.
I know.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know, Nicole does the same thing, but sort of. She won't watch it multiple times, but we'll watch a movie,
okay.
And then Nicole will be like, months later, she'll go, oh, that looks like a good movie, maybe we should rent it. And I go, well, honey, we've already seen it twice. She'll go, I don't remember that. I'll go, oh, well, Matt Damon's in it. She goes, really? I didn't even see him in the premiere for it. And I'm like, oh,
maybe
God.
Maybe that's what happens to your dad.
We definitely have the same disorder.
So, takes my kid to
her. What are you talking about?
We're in season 3. Cats? Are we back in season 3 again?
We should be back. Okay, sorry. Okay. Whoa. Let's wait.
So,
no, he has a cat.
Yes, he does.
And he keeps the cat just so Nicole won't come over.
That's not true.
That sounds about right.
Have you always noticed that you always watch my kids at your house?
Not true. You love that cat.
I do.
You're a cat lover.
He does love that cat.
I'm a cat. I'm not a cat fan.
Which one is the one that you have now still?
Cleo is the one.
Cleo is the one you have.
Caesar
still.
Was the other
Caesar
one.
Was,
call me now.
He found out I was allergic, so he got two.
And he keeps
them. No, you're a weird cat guy.
And that's Chuck Norris.
Yes,
all right, first off, there's something weird about being
you
a cat guy.
You can't place blame
there
on
her. There is something
for
totally weird about being a cat.
No, there's not.
But we're getting off.
My cat's Chuck
we're
Norris.
We're going way off. Yeah, he is Chuck Norris, but Chuck Norris's real name is Carlos, so that's not that cool.
Carlos.
All right, so on behalf of the Spoken Jays, I'm JP.
And I'm Jay.
I'm Vince.
And I'm Alec.
So if you reached the first of 3 of our three-part episode of Game of Thrones.
3 parts.
And there's streaming in the back. But
yeah, why not?
Regardless of all that, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Spoken Jays.